House Bill 1273, an act to revise the requirements for obtaining plates and certificates to park in any space reserved for the disabled.
House Bill 1273 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. House Bill 1273 corrects some of the language dealing with the use of disabled plates or placards, making the requirements consistent across the state. It also increases the penalties for using parking spaces to which you are not entitled. Currently, one part of the state can charge as little as $25. In other parts, you might be charged up to $100. The civil penalty will make it consistent with a violator at least has to pay a minimum of $100 and a maximum of $300. The civil penalty can be assessed only if the space is marked according to the ADA requirements. If you don't park in the disabled spots, you won't have to worry about paying the fine. I would urge you to support House Bill 1273, and Senator Olson will have some friendly amendments to also put on 1273.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, the pages are passing out three amendments for you. The first one that I'd like to address is 1273CB.
Motion.
Senator Olson moves that House Bill 1273 be amended as follows.
And I've waived the reading. These individuals are just about done.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the Olson motion.
Madam President, if I might be able to address the amendment in the bill.
It's granted.
Thank you, Madam President. 1273CB is a two-page amendment, but in reality, ladies and gentlemen, what it basically does is throughout the bill, where you see any language that uses disabled, it will change it to a person or persons with a disability or disabilities. Any of us that are wearing glasses would be considered physically disabled, and maybe we'd rather be referred to as a person with a disability. It's basically politically correct language. I know we get tired of hearing that, but I believe it is important. And I think if you look at, if you want to see some of the other terms that sometimes we throw around, that we really maybe can be a little more sympathetic and empathetic with that community. So I'd urge your adoption of the amendment 1273CB.
Further remarks on the Olson motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Olson motion to amend House Bill 1273. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1273 as amended?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. The second amendment I'd like to address is entitled 1273OC. And basically, this allows enabling legislation for any municipality to designate parking spaces that are specifically for wheelchair only. The rationale is that I have a very close friend who is wheelchair bound, and he gets a little tired when he's trying to get his groceries, and the wheelchair marked spaces are taken up by people that may in fact be on cardiac rehab and are walking around in the mall. So this would allow simply municipalities to designate a number of their spaces just for wheelchair people that obviously have to disembark and they're moving on their own, and it really is a hardship to put any distance between them and their groceries or clothing or whatever else they're shopping for. So I'd urge your adoption of this amendment as well. Thank you.
Other remarks? Hearing Senator Madden.
Thank you. I have a question for the sponsor of the
State
bill.
Your question.
Okay. First off, I think that $100 to $300 fine is kind of steep. But my question is, what if it you can't see that it is a place for a disabled person because of the snow or something like that? It's not marked because, you know, there's a bad snowstorm. Would you address that, please?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Madden, for the question. It has to be according to ADA signs, and that would be so that they'd be elevated, and we'll hope the snow doesn't get that deep.
Further remarks? Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. May I ask a question for clarification, Madam President?
State your question.
Does this take a two-thirds vote or simple majority?
To whom did you direct the question?
You, Madam.
I need to hear the question again, sir.
Does this take a simple majority or two-thirds vote?
This takes a simple majority. Okay. Further remarks?
Thank you, Madam President. I know that people parking in disability spots are a problem, but I really have a problem leveling a fine from $100 to $300. Maybe if you had a progressive fine for repeated offenders, it might be different. But I hope there's some people that will vote no on this bill with me. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Olson motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Olson motion to amend House Bill 1273. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1273 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1273 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock? Dugard, DeHuick, Dennard, Dietrich Larry, Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
no.
Duxbury, sorry, Senator, Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
no.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden, McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
no.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 23, nays 11, excused 1.
House Bill 1273 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. There is a title change.
Senator Olson moves that title to 1273 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, delete the disabled and insert a person with a disability.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the title change, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The title is therefore changed.